You're listening to SBS News.
The notorious Kinchilla Boys' Home on the mid-north coast of New South Wales became home to boys who were taken from their families and their land and put to work. Uncle Roger Jarrett is a survivor of the institution and says he was not allowed to use his name, only the number 12.
I was kidnapped in 1958 from Barrowville Mission, taken to Kinchilla. As soon as I went through the gates, they stripped my identity, took my name and everything away. I become a number there. They got all my clothes, put them in incinerator and burn them. Even the shoes I had, become number 12.
Now a group of the remaining survivors have created the first Stolen Generations Mobile Education Centre. They transformed a bus into a storytelling vehicle to spread their truth to new communities. Uncle Lester Ma is the chairman of the Kinchilla Boys Home Aboriginal Corporation.
The thing that we have to do to get out there and tell our people about everything that went behind closed doors, all the atrocities, all the things that happened to us that people perhaps don't know about. It's a healing process for all stolen generations that we be reconnected to our country lands.
Uncle Roger is eager to share his story to students around the country to make sure their experiences don't happen again.
This bus is important because in my lifetime, I thought nothing was going to happen. I was just going to go away and die. Now this is going to go and teach young kids and all of the white people in Australia the truth of what happened to us. And it's very important to all of us.
The launch of the bus coincides with the anniversary of the National Apology to Indigenous Australians. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd gave the speech in 2008, which was followed by the implementation of the Closing the Gap strategy.
As Prime Minister of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Government of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Parliament of Australia, I am sorry. And I offer you this apology without qualification.
Now, Mr. Rudd has responded to Prime Minister Scott Morrison's call for a new approach to closing the gap.
But what I fear is this: Prime Minister Morrison using very clever words to crab-walk his way out of core responsibility.
Uncle Roger says that apology has had a positive impact despite his doubts.
I thought nothing was going to happen, but I was wrong. It is happening now and it's going forward, and not a leaps and bounds, but it's going forward slowly. So out of the apology, things have happened.
But other Indigenous Australians say the words have rung hollow. Auntie Hazel Collins is the founder of Grandmothers Against Removals, who are alarmed by the number of Indigenous children in out-of-home care.
The fact of the matter is, there's more children being taken today than 12 years ago when, God bless him, Kev said sorry. You know, we need to respect the fact that our children don't have a voice. We have to give them the opportunity and the right to be returned to their family so that one day they can grow up and be a proud Aboriginal person.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.